Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Dalet, three lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel and Beis at the new Mishnah, and in the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis and Beis, the Mishnah stated the Shita of the Chachamim that a Moitzei Kelim Valeim Tzuras Chama, Tzuras Levana, Tzuras Drakain Yilichim Liyam Melech, then you specifically have to throw them into the Yam Melech, as that is an area where ships don't go, and therefore people will not take this Avodah Zarah and potentially use it. And our Mishnah now continues that Rabbi Yisi's Chilek and Rabbi Yisi Oimeh Sheichik Vizei Leruach Oimat Liyam. That you could even grind it up and throw it to the wind, or you could throw it into the sea. And Armuloi Nechachom said to Rabbi Yisi, Afu Nasa Zevel, how can one be Sheikhik Bezer Ruach if these pieces will act as fertilizer? And Venema and the Pasuk in Pashur A states, Leid Bak Biotchem Uma Menachirim, and Ainin Taisis Dio Maschel Sheikhik Bezer Ruach Imat Liam, where Taisis brings that the Mishnah Mesechtus Psachim on Daf Chavches brings a similar Lashon B'degeir Chometz before Pesach, and the Mishnah states, Mefara Bezer Ruach. Both Benegei Chometz and Pesach, as well as Benegei Avodah Zarah, the Gemara questions as to the word Sheichik and the word Mefarer, if it's only going on Zeh L'Ruach, or if it's also going on Matal Yam, and even if someone is going to throw the Avodah Zarah into the Yam, you have to first grind it up, and then throw it into the Yam, or maybe you could just throw it into the Yam, and there's no need to grind it up. And Ayin Tesis, who brings the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef in Mesechtas Pesachim, and also Tesis discusses that when our Mishnah states Matal Yam, does this specifically refer to the Yam HaMelech, or does it refer to any Yam, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Rashi in the Mishnah, V'zei L'Ruach, Shalei Yikashal B'Yisrael, Lihadis Memena, that even Rabbi Yisi holds that you have to do so in order that Yisrael should not be Nena from the Avodah Zarah, and Rabbi Yisi is only Chilek on Chachamim in regard to how you could get rid of it, as Rabbi Yisi holds, you don't have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and you could be Sheikhik V'zei L'Ruach as well, and the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yisi, Afhu im Yisrael L'Ruach, Gam Atu Yeshanam Memena, that right now he'll actually have anah, and not only is this a problem for other people, but he himself will be over on this isser. And ayin tesis di mamaschal armuloi afhu nasa zevel, as perish rashbam v'kasavri zev zegarim usser, as the chacham hold that the zevel together with the dirt and together with the soil will cause something to grow, and that is the anah, and they hold zev zegarim is usser. However, Rabbi Yisi lechayish to sover zev zegarim mutar, and tesis points out that mikol mokaim usser lezabel sadol chatchila after Rabbi Yisi bezevel. And the Gemara begins, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Omlam Rabbi Yisi, the Rabbi Yisi responded to Chachamim, that Valoi Kva Nema, that the Pasuk in Pashur A tells us, that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klai Yisrael regarding the Avir of the Eagle, and Moshe Rabbeinu stated, V'sachataschem asher asisem as ha'egle, lakachti v'esuf oisir ba'esh, v'ekos oisir tochin heitev, adashed dak lo'ofa, and v'ash l'chasafari, el ha'nachal ha'yor min ahar. And we continue on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and as Rashi states seven lines from the top of the Amid, Beschataschem, Mevekes Oisei Tochen Kamoisiv, that the question is from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu stated that I ground up the eagle very well, and Rashi continues, Avo Mevesser Flavti of the but from the fact that he burnt it, that's not a Tiofta, the Chol Kamad Le Shachakle, Mechub Vadadi Vein Nasazevel, as long as he didn't grind it up, then it would be attached to each other and it wouldn't become fertilizer. And as Tesis at the bottom of Rav Mem Gemara Beis explains, based on a Rashbam, that since it was ground up so much, and therefore, Rabbi Yisi wants to bring a raya that you could see that it suffices to be sheichik v'zeil ruach. And ayin tesis u'es v'kashul ri v'chiyoy Rabbi Yisi toya b'zeh shleiy yizark l'mayim v'ba'isu pesach atzmoid v'ekasei siksiv v'ashlech safari al hanachla yoyer min ahar d'haynu mayim ayordim. And clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu was not zeil ruach, and he threw it into the yam, which is actually water. And tesis explains l'kach niru l'farish Rabbi Yisi yasefa d'va'ashlech safari al hanachla sabim. As Alma Le Zark Liam El Lenar, Benar Ena El Kamoy Zel Ruach, and throwing something into a river or a stream is similar to being Zel Ruach, Shekin Derech Naharish, Meskash Mehem, Ref Bishvetit, Al Gadiseim, Visham Oise Zevel, and that is a place that produces fertilizer, and people would take their fertilizer from the riverbanks, Vafilu Hachile Choshma Shorben El Klum, and this was Rabbi Yisi's Raya, and Ayinim Mefarshim to explain that although many times the word Nachal means a stream, however, Rashi understood that when Moshe Rabbeinu threw this into a nachal, it refers to a valley without water, and therefore it was mamish zayir l'ruach. And the Gemara continues, Amur loy, the Chacham responded to Rabbi Yisi, Yisham raya, that how can you bring a raya from the eagle, if harayu oimeh, if l'maisa in Pasuk Kisisa, when the Torah speaks about the maisa eagle, the Pasuk tells us, v'yikach ase eagle sha'asu, v'yisrif be'ish, v'yitchan al shedok, v'yizer al pnei amayim, v'yashkes pnei Yisrael. He gave this mixture of the ground up eagle together with water to the Bnei Yisrael to drink. And When Moshe Rabbeinu ground up the eagle, his intent was to mix it with water and use it as a potion to test Bnei Yisrael, and this potion would act similar to the Mayim Amarim of Saita. And as Rashi at the top of the Amid states, the Lek Lamechus Zevel, Moshe Rabbeinu never intended to be Zeri Luach, and there wasn't going to be anything left of the eagle. And Mahayd Le Yishlich Li Yam Shalim Le Niskaven Le Beikin Kseitais, as Shamayim Beikin Isim Shechatu Vahogam Isam, Kanamin and Hassam, and as the Gemara Mesech Zuma tells us, that this Machlek is between Rav and Levi, as Chana Oma Zivir Vikita Besayev, Gifa Venisha Baskra, Samech Beliba Badrakin, and Vichad Oma Eden Basra Besayev, Eden Bele Asra Bemisa, Loy Eden Bele Asra Badrakin, and Ayin Tesis at the bottom of that Mem Gemara Beis, where he points out, Armur Loy, the Chum responds Rabbi Si, Hareo Eimer, and he brings the Pasik that the Gemara states, Vishka Isam Azov, Moshe Rabbeinu used all of the gold of the eagle for this potion, Vele Nishim Nazov Klum, Avavade Inch Chikam Elos Bisha Memois, and Rabbanon's point to Rabbi Si is that Moshe Rabbeinu had a special reason why he was able to be Sheikhik, but generally Shchika Vizir Luach would not suffice. And the Gemara now continues, Amalem Rabbi Si, and once again Rabbi Si tries to bring a riot to his Shita, as Balik Fanema, but the Pasik in Divrei Yom Bey states, Gam Macha Im Asa Melech Hasir Migvira Shaasa Lashir Mufletzes, Vayikris Asas Mufletzta, and Vayodek Vayisrif Benachal Kidroin. And the Pasik is telling us the great Maila of Asa Melech, even though even his grandmother served Avodah Zarah, he still removed her from being a queen, and even though she served in Asherah, called Mifletzes, which the Gemara will explain, and Asa took this Avodah Zarah, and he ground it up, and he burned it in Nachal Kidroin, and Rabbi Yossi wants to bring a raya that we see Asa HaMelech ground up the Avodah Zarah, and he threw it into Nachal Kidroin, and some agree in Rashi, that B'divrei Yom Ksiv Nachal Kidroin, Eimek Koyev Loi Nachal Shamayim, and this was a regular valley, and there wasn't a stream there, and as Rashi states, V'loi Chayish L'Zabel, Mivyodik HaMoisiv, and this raya is from the fact that he ground it up and he threw it in the valley and he was Zeri Luach and he wasn't concerned that it'll fertilize the ground. And Amuloi in the Chum responds to Rabbi Si, Misham Raya, they can't bring a Raya from that Pasuk as Nachal Kidroin ain't a Megadol Tzmachim and you can't grow anything in Nachal Kidroin. And that's why there was no issue for Asa to throw the pieces of Avodah Zarah into Nachal Kidroin. But in general, if one wants to get rid of Avodah Zarah, he can't be Sheikhik with Zeri Luach. And the Gemara continues and asks, Veloi, how can you tell me that Nachal Kidroin is in a Megadol Tzmachim, but if we have a Mishnah Masechet Yuma that teaches us Eilu ve'Eilu Misarim Ba'ama v'Yotzel Nachal Kidroin v'Nim Karim L'Ganon L'Zevel U'Mayim Ben, that both the blood of the Chatas HaChitzonius as well as the Chatas HaPnimiyos would ultimately be poured onto the base of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and then they would go through the Shisin and ultimately go into a channel that was built onto the floor of the Beis Hamikdash, and then the blood would flow into Nachal Kidroin, and the Gizboron of Beis Hamikdash would sell this blood to the farmers and the gardeners in order to use it as fertilizer. And if a gardener will use this blood without paying for it, then there would be Ivan Me'ila. And as Rashi explains, that certainly they would not be Ivan Me'ila Deraisa, the Ein Me'ila B'dam Kachim, as we learned in Masechtas Yuma, Ela Asa Lehenes Mehen Ela B'domim Midrabbanon Le'yavi Lehenes Mishab Me'ila Ahegdish. And therefore the Gemara is asking that how could the Gemara tell us that Nachal Kidroin is Ein Megadol Tzmachim if L'maisef in this Braisa we see that they would sell to gardeners and Mestomadi's gardeners were planting in this area of Nachal Kidroin. And Ayin Tesis who points out that Hayyachal Tarit Shaganonim Hayyumakum Acher, and really we couldn't plant in Nachal Kidroin and it's not Megadol Tzmachim, and these gardeners were buying the fertilizer to take it to their areas and to be Megadol Tzmachim in other areas. However, the Gemara answers, Mekayim is Mekayim Yesh Bay, Yesh Mokim Megadol Tzmachim, Yesh Mokim Shein Megadol Tzmachim, that certainly there are places where things do grow in Nachal Kidroin. There are those areas where things do not grow in Nachal Kidroin, and in those areas that Asa threw the ground up pieces of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara continues and discusses the word Mefilatzta that we saw in the Pasuk in the Divrei Yom Beis, and the Gemara asks, my Mefilatzta, that what does this word mean, and why is it mentioned that it was her Mefilatzes? And Rabbi Huda explained, the Havim Mafle Letznusa, that she specifically uses Avodah Zarah in a manner of extreme Leitzanis, Kedetani Rabbi Yosef, and as Rabbi Yosef taught us, Kemin Zachris Asallah, Bahisin Avelis Le B'chol Yoyim, that on the Avodah Zarah, she added in a Mokum Zachris, and she had beer with his Avodah Zarah every single day. And the Gemara explained that the Lashon Mefilatzta is similar to the Lashon of Mafli Leitznusa, and Ayin Tezid Diba Maskel Mafli Leitzanais, Perisha Kuntris Leitzanis Mufla, and Tezid brings from Medrash, as a Bereshit Rabba, Seif Pashas told the Sitzrak, he brings Ma'atim Mafli Bi, Klaima Loma Atim Malagalai, that why are you making fun of me, and Mechim Perish Ba'aruch. Keep in mind that when we explained the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis that stated that Macha was Im Asa Melech, we explained that it refers to the grandmother of Asa Melech. Nerudak explains, he Im im Aviv, ki mach basav shalom hoisa im Aviv. Nu v'sefer l'mochem amal aso v'shem imoy mach basav shalom rotzu leima im Aviv v'derech haloshen likur lavi Aviv Aviv maya ru'u alavien v'chein le'im Aviv imoy. Continues that the reason why we mention his grandmother bavosh hoisa over Aviv's galilim kamishenema asha asim faletzes lashira v'im kozeh u'esa yashar be'in Hashem v'leinot achra. And he then explains gam yitachem l'farish ki achari soisa shenikros gam ki mach basav shalom ayin sham. Nagamar continues amal Rabbi Yisi, and once again Rabbi Yisi wants to bring a riot to his shita. V'aluik v'anema as the pasuk Malachim Beis b'negei Chizkiya Melech tells us v'heises abamos v'shivas ametzevis v'choros ha'shashira v'chitas nuchash v'nuchash v'shasa moisha ki ala yam mehima yubnei Yisrael mekatrin loy v'yukalay nuchashlan. We see then order for Chizkiya to get rid of the Avodah Zarah, he actually ground it up and that was enough. Amru loy and the Chum respond to Rabbi Yisi misham raya that you can't bring a raya from that pasuk. As a real oimer as the pasuk in Pashas Chukah states v'yayim Hashem ha'misha asei lecha saraf v'sim oise al-nez v'hoya kal nashach v'ro yise v'chai l'cha misha l'cha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe that you should actually take it from your own funds and from your own money. And since this form of the nachash belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu, so ein adam oise dav v'shein ha'shaloi, so even though at some point Klai Yisrael started serving this nachash, but the maisa they weren't able to ask it, and really it wasn't Avodah Zarah. And as Rashi states, v'ein adam oise oisen shekdiu loy loy yichayin lo asrei she'ein ben koyach l'akzeis l'avodas kechavim. And Rabbanan now continue to explain that even though we just stated that this wasn't really Avodah Zarah, why did Chizkiya grind it up? And v'hasam b'dinu dekatuta le'avod tzarech, and as the Gemara continues that really they didn't have to crush it up and they didn't have to grind it up, alakim in dechaz Chizkiya dekatar Yisrael basrei, but since Chizkiya saw Klai Yisrael was acting towards it like an Avodah Zarah, amar v'kitrei, he took a stand and he ground it up. And as Rashi explains, the katuta namilay tzarech the mutla hanismano, however amar v'kitrei lefasumi milsa. Our Gemara continues amar lehem that once again Rabbi Yisi wants to bring a riot to his shita, and he asked the Rabbanan v'alei kfar nemar. The pasuk in Shmuel Bez tells us after David won against the Plishtim, the pasuk states v'yazvu shomes tzabeim that the Plishtim left Avodah Zarah there v'yisarim David v'anoshav, and the Gemara understands that the lashon v'yisarim David refers to David being zayir l'ruach, and therefore we have a riot to Rabbi Yisi. Gemara is mei mashma dahay v'yisarim lishon l'zruyu, and how do we know that this lashon v'yisarim is a lashon of being zayir l'ruach? Kidem etagam Rabbi Yisiv, and as we know, Rabbi Yisiv was a baki in tagam, and Rabbi Yisiv was metagam the pasuk in Yeshaya that states Tizraim v'ruach tisarim u'sa'ar tafetz ha'isam v'ata togel b'ashem mikdash yisrael tisalol, and he was metagam tazrinon v'ruach tatlinon, and you will scatter them and a wind will carry them off. The Gemara continues amru loy that once again the Chachamim respond to Rabbi Yisi and misham raya that you can't bring raya for the pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Regarding the same story, the pasuk in Divrei Yom Ma'al tells us yazvu shomes aleihem v'yoyim edavav v'yisarfu be'ish. Rabbanon explain umidloik siv v'yisufim v'yisayim, and since the pasuk in Divrei Yom doesn't tell us that they burnt them and then they scattered them, shma mina v'yisayim mamish, therefore we see that when the pasuk in Shmuel Beis stated v'yisayim, it doesn't mean that they scattered it, and instead it means that they actually carried these Avodah Zarah away and they took it for themselves. And the Gemara continues and is bothered that even though the Chachamim say that we can't explain v'yisayim to mean that they scattered it, and instead it means that they carried it away, but mikol makom kashu krei adadi, but the mice we have a stereo between the pasuk in Shmuel Beis and the pasuk that describes the story in Divrei Yom Aleph. As in Shmuel Beis, it seems that they were able to have anah and they were able to carry the Avodah Zarah away, and the pasuk in Divrei Yom seems to tell us that they weren't able to have anah and they had to burn it. And the Gemara explains ki Rav Huna, as Rav Huna Rami, as Rav Huna is the exact same stereo as Ksiv, as the pasuk in Divrei Yom states vayimi dava vayisafu be'esh, and Ksiv and the pasuk in Shmuel Beis states vayisayim. And Rav Huna explained loikasha kan kredim sheba ite agitei kan la'acha sheba ite agitei. As we know, the Yisrael cannot be mevatel Avodah Zarah of a guy, and therefore initially when the Plishtim left Avodah Zarah and ran away, David felt that he had no choice but to burn these Avodah Zarah as their osaba na'ah. But the end result was that ite agitei came and ite agitei wasn't Jewish, and therefore he was able to mevatel Avodah Zarah, and that's why David and his people were able to carry and take away the Avodah Zarah and have enough from these Avodah Zarah. As Rashi states, kredim sheba itei omer David l'safram, but then once Itai came and he was mevatlet, hod of v'yisayim David, and Itai agitei oivik kechavim haya. Gemara continues to bring a raya that Itai agitei actually was mevatl Avodah Zarah, as the chsiv, as the pasuk in the Shmuel Beis states, yikach es hateres malchum al reisha yimishkolo kikazov ve'eben yikara, but he al reish David u'shlal ir hoitzi habe ma'id. As the Gemara is, umishari, but was it mutter for David to wear this crown, if this actually refers to a crown that was on the Avodah Zarah Torah called Milkom, which David took after he won the war against Amoin. Therefore, Isura Anoninu, so it should be Asubana. And Amram Nachman Itagite Baru Butla, ultimately Itagite came, and he was Mevatlet, and that's why David was able to wear this crown. The Gemara continues that the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis told us that the crown weighed Mishkola Kikazov, the Evan Yakara. The Gemara is Hechi Motzi Manachla, that how was it possible for David to wear this crown, as it was extremely heavy. And as Rashi states, Valoy Kika Shishimanahava, Umoidhi Chveda, the Krok Siv, Tiyal Reish David. The Gemara answers, Amrav Yudam Rav, Ruil Anuach Reish David, that doesn't mean that he actually wore it, but it was Roy for David to wear this crown on his head, as we will explain in a moment. The Gemara continues with another explanation, Rabbi Yisrael Krina Omar, Evan Sheavis Haysaba, the Havadar Law, that there was actual magnet in the crown, and the crown was really suspended above the head of David, and David didn't actually wear the actual crown. Finally, Rebbe Leza states that we have to read the entire Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, Mishkola Kikazov, and then the Pasuk says, Ve'Evin Yakara. He explains that Evin Yakara Haysaba, Sheshova Kikazov, that the Pasuk is teaching us that there was a precious diamond or precious jewel in the crown, and therefore the value of the crown was equal in value to a Kikazov, but certainly the crown wasn't so heavy, and therefore David was able to actually wear the crown. Ayin Rashi, do a maskal Amr Behuda, Haivati al Reish David, Lav de Manachla, Elo Hachika Amar, Chashuva Haysav, Ruil David, Shaisuil, Amidis Reisha, Vahal Masai, and as we will explain in a moment, this crown actually fit on David's head, which was Bederach Nes. And before we continue, let us see Rashi, do a maskal at Teres Malchom, Ibn Amrin Koy, Vabiz Gichom Shalem, Milkum Shma, Ashem Malucha, Kedich Siv, and as the Pasuk of Malachim Alas tells us, that Azib Neshleim, Abam Malach, Mai Shikuts Moya, Bahar Shal Pnei Yushlaim, Ulamelech Shikuts Pnei Amoin. The Gemara now continues and explains that when Rabbi Huda stated the name of Rav, that this crown was Ruya Haysal Lenuach HaReish David, and our Gemara continues and brings a Pasuk in Tehillim that states, Zois Haysali Ki Pekudech Netzarti, and the Gemara states, My Kama, that what is David saying? And the Gemara explains, Hachi Kama, Biskash Pekudech Netzarti, that because I guarded your mitzvahs, therefore this occurred to me to bear witness, and my Eidusa, and what was the Eidus? And Amra Bishuma Levi, Shoye Menicha, B'makam Tefillin, V'yil Masai, this crown fit in the Makam Tefillin, and it fit David's head, and it was an exact fit. As Rashi states, Halmasa Yeshevis Bereisha Yafa, Mchuvenis Lamidis Reishai, and Makam Tefillin, Chariz Shebereisha, Lamaglim and Padachas, that is above the forehead, Makam Shemecha Sheltin and Greyface, and that is the place where an infant's head is soft. The Gemara is, Val Kaboya Nuchi Tefillin, that how would David HaMelech be able to wear his crown in this area if Lamaisa he had to wear his Tefillin in that spot? And Amrab Shul Rav Yitzchak, Makam Yesh Bereisha, Reil Nich Beishtei Tefillin, that there is enough room on a person's head, it could fit two pairs of tefillin. As Rashi states, Shiracha Charitz, Makan Karach Shnei Ritzuyas, Vehi Haisa Necha Bechatzir Echboi, and the crown would fit on half of its width. The Gemara continues to discuss the special crown that would specifically only fit the king of Malchus Beis David, and the Pesukim Divrei Yomim Beis tell us that Asalia killed all the people of Malchus Beis David, and the only one that survived was Yayish, and then when Yayish was 6 years old, they brought him out, and then they tested if this crown would actually fit on his head in order to prove that he was ready to be from the kings of Malchus Beis David. And the Pasuk states, Vayitzu es ben ha-melech v'yitnu lo v'saneza v'sa'idos v'yimlichu v'yisar v'yimshichu yoyadu v'bono v'yimu yichi ha-melech. The Gemara explains, when it says neza, zuklila, this refers to his crown. And when the Pasuk says edos, amra b'yudam rav, edos hu lo beis David, kol ha-roi lo malchus ha-lamtai, v'chol she'inu roi lo malchus e'ne lamtai, that this was a Kabbalah and an edos for beis David, that anyone that the crown fit on was roi lo malchus, and if the crown did not fit on the head, then it was an edos that they were not royal malchus. The Gemara continues to discuss the pasuk in Malachim Aleph, as when David was old, so Adonia wanted to become the king, and the pasuk tells us, "Vadonia ben Chagas misnasi lema ani emloich v'yasli rechu prashim v'chamishim ish shiratzim lufanav." I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda explains the name of Rav. Shabikish lohalamay v'leil masai. The way they tried to be misnasi was by trying to wear this crown, but the mice of the crown did not fit him. As Rashi points out, "Va'avagad the Rabbi Yehuda leel," and even though Rabbi Yehuda himself stated previously that Ruya Haisel Nuach that he never actually wore his crown. However, Zok Rashi, Miu Chodeshaita Bodkile Begavei, Im Hagen Lamachas, certainly one time that they would try to fit it onto the Melech's head in order to test if he was actually Roy Lamachas. The Gemara continues to explain the end of the Pasuk, as the Pasuk stated by Yasli Rechav Uprashim, Chamishim Ish Ratzim Lafanav. The Gemara is, Mayre Vusayu, that by the fact that the Pasuk says, Vayasloi, it seems that there was something special about these 50 people. And the Gemara answers, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Kulam, the Tule Tchoyo, and in order for these 50 people to be able to run faster, they all removed their spleens, and they also carved out the skin on the bottom of the feet. And as Rashi explains, makbid, the spleen makes a person heavy, and chakuki kapes uraglayim, not la bosom and etzem, vleya magishim mekaitzim rakonim, and they remove the nerves of their feet, and in this way they weren't able to feel the thorns or the thistles, and they were able to run much faster. And before we continue, let us see Taisis diva masal kan kledim shabbat ite yagiti. Taisis bothered that if they wanted to mevatel it, why did they just force a guy to mevatel this avodah zarah? As we saw on daf mem gemara and aleph from a blazar kapper, and Taisis continues in as for oyd la bayid mishtani leel kishepichsa al b'shvir afilu yisol mevatel avodah chom shalay v'chavim lam leishavrua and v'yishleimad yishchilup ben avodah chom shalayitz shal mateches. These options are only available by avodah zarah shalayitz, and this avodah zarah was made out of metal. Taisis continues the Rabbi Yisrael Bchirinah stated that Evan Sha'avis Haisabah Davidar Law, Taisis explains how this magnet works. As Taisis states, Evan Sha'avis Haisalah B'makab Shayy Yashiv Al Kisimah Husay, Haisa Evan Sha'avis Kavuah Lamayla, Vishavis HaTara, Veloy Haisa Evan Sha'avis Chakuku Benezar, and certainly this magnet wasn't attached to the crown. The last Taisis anonymous states, Shayy Menicha B'makab Tfilin Vayla Masai, Pirish Vizen Nes Gadol, Shasham Ina Resh Ogol, Vihaisa Gulam Mamish, Vafal Pikain, Haisa Mukhuvenis, and Mushavis Bureshai, Ayurin Dak and Shmuel Bez that explains, Ite Agitai, he was Ba'isa Malacha, Ima Plishtim, U Plishti Haya, U Chishiram Ma'pelas Plishtim, Bala Yel David, the Kaidim Shabba Ite Agitai, Maskin Lisrei Fa'atzabim, Yabaydizalila Masur Bana, then once Itai came and it was Mavatal Abaydizara, so Anichel Melissaif, Val Mashalay Nisraf Oma, Vayisarim David, Kikim Shabbatla Mutaris Bana, Ayin Sham. We continue and have Mandala and Bez with the new Mishnah, Shal Proclays Ben Place Place, as Rav Gamliel Ba'akai, Shay Rechitz Ben Mechaz Shalafredidi. Rashi states that Proclays Ben Place Place was a min of Yigichavim, as we've mentioned many times, that min stands for Mitamida Yeshi Naitzri. He was an Yigichavim, and he wanted to bother Rav Gamliel, and Rav Gamliel was an Akai, and Rav Gamliel was bathing in a bathhouse where there was a statue of the Avodah Zarah named Afrodidi, was situated at this Mechatz, and Amoloi and Proclays said to Rav Gamliel, Kosubi Teraskim, that says in your Torah in Pashas Re'e, La Yidbak Biotchem U'umim and Achirim, Laman Yoshba Hashem Echorein Apai, Vinosel Charachim V'richamcha, V'yibbecha Kashinish B'lavisecha. And if you can't have any attachment and any connection to an Avodah Zarah, so M'pnei Ma'atu Rechit V'mecha Shal Afrodidi, then why are you bathing yourself in this bathhouse of Afrodidi? And Amaloi Eim Meshivim B'mechatz, and Rav Gamliel responded to him that I can't respond to in a Mechatz. And as Rashi explains, that it's also to learn Torah in a base of Mechatz, L'fi Sha'adam Oymeid Arum, V'vechshiyotza Amaloi, and when Rav Gamliel left the bathhouse, so he said to the Proclays, Ani Le Basi Bigvula, He Ba Bigvuli, that I didn't come into its territory, but Afrodidi came into my territory. As Rashi states, He Ba Bigvuli, Sha Mechatz Kedim La, as the Mechatz preceded Afrodidi, Va Mechatz Nasa L'chala Be'la Mechatz, and the Mechatz was made for anyone that wants to come to bathe, V'loi Kal Himnesh, Tehi Goy Zelis Es Rabim, and therefore they can't go and steal from the Rabim, and therefore I can bathe here. And the Mishnah continues, and some agrees, V'oid, and Gamliel stated another reason, Ein Oimim Nasa Mechatz Neil Afrodidi, certainly people don't say that let us make a bathhouse which will be a beautification for Aphrodite, as Rashi states, the Mechatz Lav Davinayu, Elo Nas Aphrodite Neil Mechatz, but if the Avodah Zarah say, let us put up the form of Aphrodite, which will beautify the bathhouse, Nimsa Shu Misham Shoi, Vihi Tafela Vuhu Iker, therefore Aphrodite is actually serving the bathhouse, and it's Tafel, and the bathhouse is the Iker, and therefore I have no problem bathing here. And the Mishnah continues, Dava Acher, and another point, Im Nais Lachamam and Harbe, Iyat Nichtas Avodah Chavim Shal Cha'arim U'Balkari U'Mashnim B'Fneha, that certainly if we would give you a lot of money, then a Yikichavim or Min not going to that church without any clothing and being a Balkari and going to the bathroom in front of it. Zoye Medes Al Piyabiv V'Cholam Mashtin L'Fneha. And meanwhile, we see that Aphrodite was placed right next to the gutter and everyone's going to the bathroom right in front of Aphrodite. Le'Nema El Elohim, and the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Re'e, Abi Ta'abdun Es Kalam Kremis Asha Avdu Shal Magoyim Asha Atem Yerushim Oisim Es Elohim Al Aharim Aramim V'Alag Vayis V'Sachas Kalayitz Ranon. Only time that the Torah tells us that we have to destroy Avodah Zarah is only as Shenayig by Mishum Alei Ha'asa. This only refers to those gods that they treat as a god, as She'inanayig by Mishum Alei Ha'amuta. But if they're not treating it as a god and they're not giving it proper respect, then certainly it's not Asar and it's Mutter for us to use this bathhouse. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us see Rashi do a Maschal Afrodidi, Shem Avedi Kichavim, V'Amechatz Oyim V'Chatzera, and the bathhouse was standing in the Chatz of Afrodidi. And Rashi explains, Bib, Charitzar Subikaka, Lohitzi Sheifchen Lohishisurabim, and this refers to a gutter that removed the wastewater from the bathhouse. And our Gemara begins and asks that how could Rav Gamliel have stated Eim Hashivim B'Mechatz if that itself is Divrei Torah? If so, that itself should have been Asar. Rav Gamliel shouldn't have responded at all. And as the Gemara asks, V'Hichi Yafir Achi, V'Om Rav B'Bachan The Gemara points out, and if you're going to say, Gamliel responded, and it wasn't Lashon Kodesh, but Abaya stated regarding sonnets, regular matters a person can discuss even if he uses Lashon Kodesh. However, one cannot even say Divrei Torah, even if he will use a different language. And the Gemara tells us, Tana, we learned to the Brisa, that Gamliel actually didn't say this when he was in the bathhouse, and instead he only said this when he left the bathhouse. And this is how he explains our Mishnah based on the fact that in those days they had multiple rooms in a bathhouse, Ayin Shum. The Gemara continues, Amrab Chamar Bar Yosef, Amrab Isha Baribi. Rab Chamar Bar Yosef said over in the name of Rab Isha, who was the God of Adar, and the Rebbe of Rab Chamar Bar Yosef, that Shuvah Genuva, Shiva Rab Gamliel, Isa Hegban, Vani Oyme Eina Genuva, that although my Rebbe told me that Rab Gamliel's Teretz is only a Shvacha Teretz, and as Rashi explains, that he was Deichim Bekash, I hold that the Teretz Rab Gamliel gave to Preklais was a valid teretz. The Gemara will now bring four different explanations as to why it would have been genuva or it wasn't genuva. And the Gemara explains my genufte. And the first explanation is the kamaloi, as Gamliel said to the men, zoyim medes al piyabiv v'chol adam mashim b'fenah. Rabbi Yishu was bothered v'chi mashim b'fenah my havi. Even if the goyim would go to the bathroom in front of his avi dezara, it would still not be mevatlet. As ba'amar Rava, as Rava taught us, par yichiach shem infarim l'fanah b'chol yoyim ve'inei batol, that avi dezara of bal par will prove this point, as they would go to the bathroom in front of Baal Par every single day, and that was not Mabatal Avodah Zarah. However, Vani Oime Ina Genuva, and Rav Chaim Yosef holds that's not Genuva, as Zu Avodah Bekach, the Zu Ein Avodah Bekach. That certainly there's a major difference between Avodah Zarah and Baal Par, where the derech to worship the Baal Par was by going to the bathroom in front of Baal Par, so certainly that will not be the Bezoyin to Avodah Zarah, and certainly will not be Mabatal it. But since the derech to serve Aphrodite was not in this manner, then certainly it's a Bezoyin to Aphrodite, and it's Mabatal Avodah Zarah. And Abaya continues, and he brings a second explanation that Genufta Mehacha, the Rabbi Isha felt it's not a good teretz based on the fact the Ka'amalei, as Gamliel said to the men, Anila Basa Bigvula Viba Bigvuli. And Abaye explains, Vichiba Bigvula Mayhave, that even if Aphrodite was set up first, that would not make it Asar as Vatnan. And as we will learn in the Mishnah Daphne Alaf and Bez, Aviz Chavishishla Mechatza Gino, Nenemahan Shalay Betaiva, Ve'inenemahan Betaiva, that if it's Aviz Chavin that has a bathhouse or a garden, so we are still allowed to benefit from the bathhouse or from the garden, as long as we don't show gratitude to their koimer and to their priest, or as Rabbeinu Chanadol explains, as long as we don't pay any money towards their church and towards their priest, the only time it would be asar is only if we have gratitude towards their priest, or we pay money for the services, which ultimately will benefit to Avodah Zarah. Bani Oime in a genuva, and Rabbi Chaim Bar Yosef holds that Gamliel's teretz to the men was a valid teretz, as Shaloi b'tevis Gamliel could b'tevis achirim dami, as even Rabbi Gamliel would not show any gratitude to the koimerim, that would still be enough for them to take pleasure, as Lamaisi is using their bathhouses. Really, it would have been also for Gamliel to use his bathhouse, if not for the fact that a bathhouse was established before Aphrodite. And Ayin Rashi Shalei B'Teiva, Shalei Yachzak Teiva LeKaimrim, and even though the bathhouse was established after Aphrodite, Ba'ano LeMisra, there wouldn't be an Asa Ba'ano, K'damrin LeKamon, Ein Hegdash L'Avodah Z'Kechavim, Ad Sheyakel L'Fonim B'Takrevis, that just because something is in front of Avodah Z'Kechavim, it doesn't become Asa Ba'ano, unless it was used in the service of Avodah Zarah, and K'B'Teiva Z'Achayim, and therefore Ilab Merchitz Kaidim have Asa, and if not for the fact that the Merchitz came before Aphrodite, then it would have been Asa for Gamliel to bathe there. The Gemara continues with the third explanation. Rav Shimi Bachia Ama Gnuvta Mehacha, Rav Ishiya felt that Gamliel's teretz to the men wasn't a good teretz, as the Kamaloi, as Gamliel responded to the men, Zoya Medes Al Biv, Vichol Mashtinim Bifnea, and Lemaisa, this was not a good teretz, as Vichimashtinim Bifnea may have, as even though they go to the bathroom in front of Rav Zarah, that would not be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, as Vatznan, as we will learn in the Mishnah, Daphne Gimel Mal Aleph, and the Mishnah is discussing ways that a goy will be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, and the Mishnah then says that the following ways they are not Mevatel Avodah Zarah, and as the Mishnah states, Rok Befenel, if he spits in front of it, or Hishtim Befenel, or if he goes to the bathroom in front of it, or Gerer, he drags it, or Zarek Basatzaya, or he throws excrement at it, Harezu Einem Betela, that the Avodah Zarah would not be Batel, and if so, Ragmil's Teretz is not really a valid Teretz, but Vani Oimer Einem Genuva. But Rav Chaim Bar Yosef said that Rav Gamliel's teretz was a valid teretz, as Hassel and Fishaita who rasach law v'hadam afayis law. That the reason why the Mishnah tells us that's not considered batal, that is because he only did this one time, and it's only that he got angry at Avodah Zarah that one time, and therefore it's not considered a valid bittal. However, Hachal called Shaita v'Shaita b'Zilzul Kaima, and our Mishnah, this statue was set up permanently in front of this bathhouse, and since they were consistently being mevaza this Aveda Zara, therefore was considered bottle. And finally, the Gemara brings the fourth pshat, as Rabba Ulama Kenufta Mehacha, the reason why Rabbi Isha felt that the Teres or Gamliel to the men was not valid, as the Kama lay, as Gamliel said to the men, Einem Nasa Mechatz Neil Afridi, El Nasa Afridi Neil Mechatz, and Rabbi Isha felt, Vichy Oma Nasa Mechatz Afridi Noi Mai Havi, that even if he would say that I want the Mechatz to be a beautification for Afridi, then that would not be an issue, as no one used the actual Besa Mechatz in order to serve the Aveda Zara, and therefore it didn't become Asubana, and Vatanyan, as we learned in the Brisa, Hoyma Bayezel of his Chavim, or Kaizel of his Chavim, Loyam Aklum, that if someone says this house should be for Avedis Kechavim, or this Kais should be for Avedis Kechavim, is not enough to make it Asubana, Shein Hegdish Lavedis Kechavim, as Rashi states, Shein Hegdish Lavedis Kechavim, Bamira, at Shekhu Venel Fenel Betakrivas, and the only way that something can become Asubana is only if you actually use it in the service of the Aveda Zara. Therefore, Rabbi Isha felt Rabbi Gamliel was only pushing off the men, but he wasn't really teaching him any halachas, as really Rabbi Gamliel would have been mutter to bathe there, even if the bathhouse would have been created as a beautification for the Aveda Zara. And Rabbi Balul continues, Vani Oime in the Genuva, but Rabbi Chaim Bar Yosef held that's not considered Beit Haaretz, as Nehide Sur Le Misra Noime Ika, that certainly Rabbi Gamliel felt that even if the bathhouse was made as a beautification for Aveda Zara, then although certainly it would not be Asubana, but since it's used in order to beautify the Aveda Zara, there would have been Asa to bathe there. And Adam Iri explains that this would be based on the Takana, that if someone sees this beautiful adornment to the Aveda Zara, then potentially they will go and serve this Aveda Zara. And Ayin Rashi, Noyim Yeika, Yav Ruchitza, Noyil Aveda Zichavim, Asa Lonu Liafis Aveda Zichavim, Afagad the Suri Loy Misser Merchatz Pana, and therefore it would still have been Asa, Ayin Shom. And Ayin Taisis Dilo Maskal Chuva Gnuva, Pirisha Kuntras, Dacho Bekash, Mew Ein Lefarish Kain, Ladivri Abayil, Rab Ba'ula, Shaimim Shafil Loy Hoyik, Ladivri Rab Gamliel, Loy Asa, certainly this Lashon is Mashma, that he gave him a Beit Teretz, and it actually wouldn't work, and ultimately, according to Abayil and Rab Ba'ula, this Teretz was actually not even needed, as it wouldn't have been Asa in either case, and Lekach Nira Lefarish, Kenuva, Klema, Aluva, Mechusim Emenu, that this Teretz is difficult to understand, and it's not really a proper Teretz, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Teses Dino Maschel, Va'amurava, Pa'ar Yechiach, and the Gemara stated, Va'amurava, and Lechir Mashma, the Rava Amal Milsi B'duch Tachritei V'leinus Parish Hecha. And when we explained the Gemara of Nen and Men and Shloi B'teva, we brought the explanation of Rashi as well as Rabbeinu Chananel, and Ayin Tesis who discusses this at length. And Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel who explains even if Rav Gamliel used the bathhouse for free, but Kivin Shirei and Rav Gamliel Reichacham, so Achirim Rabin Boyim V'Reichtim, and since these other people will come and actually pay the Kaimim, so that will cause again to Aveiz Kechavim, and therefore it's Usser. And before we end, let us go back to our Mishnah and read from the Meiri, as the Meiri points out that when the Mishnah stated show preklays ben polispays goy hayva ivra vizara el shabola country loima shoy ivra al divitaya vafudidi hu shama vizara vachotish loy ha mechaza vahoya atzal nira lechoy rechtsim. And the Meiri explains that where Gamliel said to the men ein oimu nasa mechaz ne lafudidi, that the explanation would be she nasa kade lahabis ivdun la vizara, that this bathhouse was made in order to recruit for the vizara shematech shivo lechitz iskalgu lavoid shilu kain afu pishin gufa mechaz asa bana as mikom moka im asa lan lechitz lisham and play she asa lan ligram avoida the shem al yidenu boim achirim lechitz miskalgu lavoid. And the Meiri continues all amen nasa fudidi noy lemechaz shematech she yu hamoin kaitzim lavoid oi liris hatsuris vatslob miskalgu lechitz viyaba revach mitzada mechaz, and therefore they will make more money. And the Meiri explains that it wouldn't make a difference if the Beis HaMechatz was made before they set up the Afridi, or if they set up Afridi after the Beis HaMechatz was already established. As long as the Goyim are using this as a source of income, it will be usher to use the Beis HaMechatz, Ayin Shom, and we'll stop over here.